Will you please turn to First Chronicles?
请我们翻开《历代志上》。
First Chronicles, chapter 29.
历代志上二十九章。
We'll read from verse 10 to verse 13.
我们从第十节读到十三节。
First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 10.
历代志上二十九章第十节。
And David blessed Jehovah in the sight of all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Jehovah, the God of our father Israel, forever and ever. Thine, Jehovah, is the greatness.And the power, and the splendor, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is thine. Thine, Jehovah, is the kingdom, and thou art exalted as head above all. And riches and glory are of thee, and thou rulest over everything, and in thy hand is power.And might, and in thy hand it is to make all great and strong. And now, my our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name.
历代志上二十九章第十节，所以大卫在会众面前称颂耶和华说：“耶和华我们的父，以色列的神。”是应当称颂直到永永远远的耶和华啊尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的凡天上地下的都是你的国度也是你的并且你为至高为万有之首丰富尊荣都从你而来你也治理万物在你手里有大能大力使人尊大强盛都出于你我们的神啊现在我们称谢你赞美你荣耀之名
Will you please turn to Psalm 89
请我们翻开诗篇八十九篇
Verse 14
第十四节
Psalm 89 Verse 14
诗篇八十九篇十四节
Righteousness and judgment are the foundation of thy throne. Loving kindness and truth go before thy face.
公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你前面。
And finally, the book of Job.
最后我们请翻到约伯记。
Chapter 42.
第四十二章。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五、第六节。
Job 42, 5 and 6.
约伯记四十二章第五、第六节。
I have heard of thee by hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己。在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Here we have a word of prayer.
请我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, as we get here this morning,
亲爱的主，今天早晨当我们聚集在这里
，We bow in worship.
我们 在敬拜中向你下拜。
Knowing that thou art on the throne.
我们认识你坐在宝座上。
Thou art in charge of everything.
你掌管万有。
Even our hair has thou been numbered.
即便我们头上的头发都被你数过了。
We thank thee for thy tremendous love towards us.
我们为着你向着我们那极大的爱感谢你。
We thank thee for thy noble thought about us.
我们为着你向我们那尊贵的意念，我们感谢你。
We thank thee for all the sufficient supply that thou hast provided for us.
我们为着你给我们那丰满的供应，我们感谢你。
In spite of all our weaknesses.
即便我们有许多的软弱
We thank thee that thou art sufficient.
我们感谢你你是全丰全足的
And thy power is manifested in our weakness.
你的能力显在我们的软弱中
That thy will may be done even in every one of us.
即便在我们每一个人最小的身上你的旨意都要成全
We give thee thanks.
我们将感谢归给你。
In thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We are living in a most exciting time.
我们生活在一个最令人兴奋的时代。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样呢?
Because we are living at the verge of a great change.
因为我们是活在一个极大改变的边缘上。
We know that the age of grace is coming to an end.
我们知道恩典的时代即将结束。
And the age of the kingdom is coming in.
国度的时代即将来临。
And I really feel that we are at that juncture.
我们实在感觉我们就在那个交汇点上。
That's the reason why we find living in this world is getting more and more difficult.
这就是为什么我们感觉生活在这世界上越来越困难。
What the young people are facing today.
今天年轻人所面对的
Is what when we were young, we have never encountered.
就是在我们年轻的时候，从来没有遇见过的。
It is because of the time.
这乃是因为时间。
And as we are living at this juncture,
我们活在这个交汇点上。
How can we be faithful to the Lord?
我们怎么样能够向主忠心呢？
If it depends upon ourselves.
这若是靠着我们自己
We will not be able to overcome.
我们就不可能得胜
But thank God.
但是感谢神
One thing never changes.
有一件事是永不改变
And that is God's throne is set in heaven.
那就是神的宝座安设在天上
He is in charge.Of everything.
他在掌管万有。
So it is time for us to look away from ourselves.
所以我们要从自己身上挪开我们的眼目。
To look away from everything around us.
把从我们周围的事物中挪开我们的眼目。
And look up to God on the throne.
我们要仰望坐在宝座上的神。
This is the secret of Christian living.
这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
So may the Lord this time as we gather here.
所以愿主在这一次我们聚集的时候。
He will open our inner eyes.
他要开启我们里面的眼睛。
And see one thing.
使我们看见一件事。
That God sits upon his throne.
就是神坐在他的宝座上。
He is in control.
他负一切的责任。
And he knows everything about us.
他对于我们的一切事物他都鉴察认识。
He is there to train us.
他现在在训练我们。
He is there to discipline us.
他管教我们。
He is there to enable us to grow in stature.
他也使我们在身量上能长大。
That we may be fit for our Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫我们与我们的主耶稣基督相配。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
I always feel this is a most exciting time.
所以我总是觉得这个时代呢是最令人兴奋的。
It is a most important time.
这是最重要的一个时刻。
As well as a most dangerous time.
同时它也是最危险的时刻。
Now, this morning we would like to see what is meant by God on the throne.
今天早晨我们要来看，来思想神在宝座上的意义是什么。
We know when David was preparing for the temple of God.
我们知道当大卫为着神的殿来做预备的时候，
He was not allowed to build it.
神不许可他建殿，
Because he had shed too much blood.
因为他流了太多的血。
But God will allow his son to build the temple.
神就允许他的儿子来建殿。
But because of his love for the Lord.
因着他对神的爱，
In spite of the fact he was not allowed to build it.
即便神不许可他来建殿，
Yet God did give him the pattern of the temple.
但是神实在把圣殿的样式指示给他。
And because he loved the Lord very much.
因着他非常的爱神。
So you find that in his affliction, he gathered many materials for the building of the house.
所以我们看见在他的患难中，他为神的殿预备了许多的材料。
Not only in his affliction.
不仅在他困难艰难的时候。
But the Bible says in his affection for the Lord.
并且圣经告诉我们说他对着神的爱，
Out of what is his own,
从他自己所有的里面，
He prepared many things for the building of the house.
他为着神家的建造预备了许多的材料。
He showed his son Solomon the pattern of the temple.
他把圣殿的样式指示给他的儿子所罗门。
And he encouraged everybody to offer freely for the temple.
他也鼓励每一个人为着圣殿甘心的奉献。
And the people offered freely unto the Lord.
所以百姓就甘心的向主奉献。
And because of this, he was filled with thanks.
因着这个缘故，他心中充满了感谢。
And he blessed the Lord.
他就称颂主。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 29,
所以在历代志上29章,
we find David said, Blessed be thou Lord Jehovah, the God of Father Israel, forever and ever.
所以我们看见大卫在这里称颂耶和华我们的主以色列的父。
Thine Jehovah is the greatness and the power and the glory and the splendor and the majesty.
他说耶和华尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的。
And all that is in the heavens and the earth is thine. Thine Jehovah is the kingdom.
他说凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的。
Thine Jehovah is the kingdom and thou art exalted as head above all.
国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。
And riches and glory are of thee.
丰富尊荣都从你而来。
And thou rulest over everything.
你也治理万物。
And in thy hand is power and might.
在你手里有大能大力。
And in thy hand it is to make all great and strong.
并且因着你的手，你使人尊大强盛。
And now, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name.
我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你， 赞美你荣耀的名。
So we know that God is on the throne.
所以我们知道神在宝座上。
He has the power, He has the authority, He has the rule.
他有能力，有权柄，他管制万有。
And He has the power and might to make us great.
他有能力和全能使我们伟大。
This is what God on the throne means.
这就是神在宝座上的意义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
After God created the heavens and the earth,
当神创造天和地的时候，
we know that in the former earth,
我们知道在地的成型的时候，
the highest creation was the angel.
最高的受造就是天使。
It was at that time there was no man yet.
在那个时候人还没有受造。
God created the angels.
神创造了天使。
And among the angels,
在天使中，
God has created one full of beauty and glory.
神创造了一位天使，满了美丽和荣耀。
And God set him as an attendant on his throne.
神设立他来在宝座前，宝座上侍立。
We find that in Ezekiel chapter 28.
我们可以在以西结书28章里面看见。
And Lucifer was that angel.
那一个天使的名字叫做路西佛。
He was a brilliant star.
他是明亮的星。
He was gifted with many gifts.
神赐给他许多的恩赐。
He was the anointed cherubim on the throne of God.
他是神宝座上受膏的基路伯。
And he was the one who led the angels in worship and in praise.
他乃是带领众天使一起敬拜，一起祷告的。
In other words, God delegated lots of authority to that archangel.
所以神托付给他极大的权柄，他做了天使长。
In the beginning, when he was created,
在他受造的开始，
he was perfect before God.
他在神的面前是完全的。
But gradually, because of his power and his gifts,
但是渐渐的因着他的能力和他的恩赐，
he began to turn to himself.
他就开始转向自己。
And he wanted to be equal with God.
他就想要与神同等。
He wanted to take the place of God's only begotten Son.
他想要夺取神独生子的那个位置。
And because of this, we find God discharged him.
因着这个缘故，神就废去了他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God may delegate his authority to others.
神可以把他的权柄托给其他的人。
But he never gave up his authority.
但是他从没有放掉他自己本身的权柄。
So we find that he is the one who is on the throne.
所以我们看见我们的神乃是坐在宝座上的那一位。
Now it is very easy for God to destroy Lucifer, Satan.
要神来毁灭路西佛，就是撒旦，是很容易。
By the breath,
只要吹一口气，
he could destroy Lucifer immediately.
他就可以立刻毁灭路西佛。
But that would bring no glory to God.
但是对神来讲却不是荣耀。
It is like a big man striking a little child.
就好像一个壮汉打一个小孩子一样。
So God has his own plan.
所以神有他的计划。
He wanted someone lower than an angel.
他要一个比天使还低的受造。
To be used by him.
他来使用
to destroy the angel that is higher than he.
使用这比天使低的受造来摧毁比他高的天使。
And that is the reason why we are here.
这就是我们在此的缘故。
So you remember as you turn to Genesis.
所以我们若是回到创世纪，我们可以记得。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造了天地。
But the earth became void.
但是地变成空虚混沌。
In other words, there was a catastrophe on this earth before.
换句话说，在那之前呢，地球遇见了极大的灾变。
Because of the rebelling of Lucifer.
那个灾变乃是因为路西佛的背叛。
God destroyed the earth.
神就毁灭了地。
Evidently at that time.
从那个时候开始。
The earth was given to Satan to rule.
地是交给撒旦来管。
To rule for God.
是为着神来管制。
And so when he rebelled against God.
所以当他背叛神的时候。
Whatever under him were under ruin.
在他底下的都在毁灭败坏之下。
And the earth was covered with water.
所以地面被水所遮盖。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God never failed.
神从来不失败。
Whatever he has determined in his heart.
在他心中所定义的。
He always accomplishes.
他总是成全。
We do not know how long this situation continued.
我们不知道那个毁坏的光景持续了多久。
But thank God in his love.
但是感谢神在他的爱中。
We find the Spirit of God brooded over the face of the water.
我们看见神的灵运行在水面上。
And in 6 days, he restored the earth to be habitable.
在六天之内，他恢复了地成为可居住的。
And on the 6th day,
在第六天的时候，
he created man.
他就创造了人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
man is created in a very special way.
人受造是在一个非常特殊的光景底下。
God has never done anything before that.
在那之前，神从来没有做过像这样的事。
By his power, he has created the heavens and the earth.
借着他的能力，他创造了天和地。
And all the things that are in it.
并且在其中一切的事物。
But he never created anything in his own image according to his likeness.
但是他从来没有造任何的事物是照着他的形象和他的样式。
But when he began to create man,
但是当他开始要造人的时候，
he said, I will build him according to my image and my form.
他说我要照着我自己的形象和样式来造人。
And that was how man was created.
这就是人受造的方式。
In other words,
换一句话说，
we are created in such a way,
我们在这样一个方式里面受造，
that we are those who are able to receive God himself into us.
我们就有一个度量能够得着神自己住在我们里面。
Because we have the same image.
因为我们与神有同样的形象。
Image speaks of inner character.
这个形象说到内在的特性。
And because of the same character,
因着有同样的性格，
we are able to receive God himself into us.
我们就能够接受神自己到我们里面。
And by that, God can use us to defeat his enemy.
借着这个，神就能够用我们来胜过仇敌。
So man is created with a mission.
所以神造人的时候，人是有一个使命。
Our mission is to be used by God.
我们的使命乃是被神使用。
To destroy his enemy.
来毁灭他的仇敌。
And to bring all things under the feet of his beloved son.
并且将万有都带回来放在他爱子的脚下。
And I know, brothers and sisters,
我知道弟兄姊妹们
we all know the story,
我们都知道这个故事
how God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神怎样将人放在伊甸园里。
Eden is pleasure.
伊甸的意思是快乐。
God created all the trees.
神在那里造了各样的树。
For to be the food of man.
好叫他们能够结果子。
And because our body needs food.
因为我们的身体需要食物。
So God made every provision for our body.
所以神为我们身体预备了各样的供应。
But we also know in the midst of the garden,
我们也知道在园的当中,
God created, God planted the tree of life.
神种了一棵生命树,
and that tree means a tree that can give us life.
那一棵树的意思就是它能够给我们生命。
It is the life of God.
那乃是神的生命。
It is an indication.
这是一个表明
that God wants us to receive His life.
神要我们来得着他的生命。
And only with that we are able to accomplish what God has ordained for us.
唯有借着那个我们才能够完成神给我们的使命。
But by the side of that tree,
但是在那一棵树的旁边
God planted another tree.
神种了另一棵树。
It is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那乃是知识善恶的树。
Sometimes we feel that this is a very bad tree.
我们常常感觉这是一棵非常不好的树。
But how can God plant a bad tree in the Garden of Eden?
但是神怎么可能在伊甸园里面种一棵不好的树呢？
As a matter of fact,
事实上
the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a better tree.
这个分别善恶知识的树是比较好的树。
It is not the best tree.
它不是最好的。
The best tree is the tree of life.
最好的树乃是生命树。
But second to that is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是在那之外，第二好的就是知识善恶的树。
So you see that God has made provision for man.
所以我们看见神为着人做了预备。
He provides for man's body.
他为着人的身体做了预备。
And he brings all the fruits of the different trees.
他把各样树的果子赐给我们。
And he made provision for the soul of man.
他为着人的魂也做了预备。
That we may have the knowledge of good and evil.
所以我们就可以认识善恶。
And he made provision for our spirit.
他也为着我们的灵做了预备。
And gave us the tree of life.
给我们生命树。
That his own life will be the life of our spirit.
所以他自己的生命要成为我们灵里面的生命。
But,
但是
God warned man.
神警告人。
Now, every tree in the garden you can freely eat.
在园中间所有树的果子你们都可以吃。
And that of course includes the tree of life.
那当然包含了生命树的果子。
How anxious God was to see man to choose the tree of life.
神何等盼望人能够拣选那生命树。
But for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
但是那个分别善恶知识的树。
God said you cannot eat.
神说你们不能吃。
Because on the day that you should eat thereof,
因为你吃那树上果子的日子，
you shall surely die.
你们必定死。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样呢？
There is no knowledge in the world that is higher than the knowledge of good and evil.
因为在这世界上没有一种的知识高过就是分别善恶的那个知识。
Scientific knowledge
科学的知识
cannot be compared with moral knowledge.
不能与道德的知识相比。
Ethics is the highest knowledge the world has ever known.
道德乃是人类所 能追求到的最高的知识。
But the problem is,
但是我们的问题是
if you have the knowledge,
若是你有知识
and you do not have the life,
但是你却没有那个生命
you know what is good, what is bad,
你知道什么是好什么是坏
but you do not have the power to do the good and resist the evil,
但是你却没有那个能力来行善并且我们来抗拒那恶。
What will be the result?
那么它的结果是什么呢?
Of course, it is death.
当然那就是死。
So, what our Lord Jesus, what our God wants men to do.
所以我们的主愿意我们愿意人所做的
is to take the tree of life.
乃是要我们吃生命树。
Be united with God.
与神联合。
Depend upon His life.
我们来依靠他的生命。
That we may live according to His will.
好叫我们能够照着他的旨意来生活。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
unfortunately, man was deceived.
很可惜人受了欺骗。
You know, when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden,
当神把亚当放在伊甸园中的时候
He gave him a commission.
他给亚当一个责任。
He said, you want to kill and to guard.
他说你要为神来管理这个园子。
You have to guard that garden.
你要来守护这个园子。
Because that garden has no wall around it.
因为那个园子周围并没有墙。
And Satan was outside the garden.
撒旦呢在这个园子的外面
He tries to get in
他一直想要进来
In order to tempt man
他想要来试探人
So God gave man the commission
所以神给人一个责任
You have to guard the garden
你要来守卫这个园子
You are the wall of the garden
你就是这个园子的墙
So that the enemy will not be able to enter in and destroy
好叫仇敌不能进来 毁坏他
But unfortunately, man has failed.
但是很可惜的，人失败了。
They failed to guard the guideline.
他们向着神的旨意失败了。
So Satan slipped in.
所以撒旦就溜进了。
And he persuaded Eve to take the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他说服了夏娃来吃知识善恶树的果子。
In other words,
换一句话说
,Satan tempted man and said,
撒旦试探人说
,You can be God yourself.
你可以自己做神。
You do not need to depend upon God.
你不需要依靠神。
If you eat this fruit of the forbidden tree,
如果你吃这一颗禁果禁止禁果的树上的
God was jealous about you.
神是会嫉妒你。
And he did not want you to take it.
他不要你们吃这棵树上的果子。
He did not want you to be equal with God.
他不要你们能够跟神同等。
So if you eat this fruit,
所以如果你吃这个果子
you will know as God.
你会像神一样知
道善恶。You don't need God anymore.
你就不需要再依靠他。
You will be God yourself.
你自己就可以做什么
And what a temptation that is.
那是何等样一个试探
And we find how men fail under the temptation.
我们看见人在这个试探底下如何的失败
And because of this,
因着这个缘故
The Bible said,
圣经告诉我们
On the day that you shall eat the forbidden fruit,
在你吃那个禁果的日子
you shall surely die.
你必定死
Now, of course, we know, physically speaking,
我们当然知道就着肉身而言
Adam and Eve, they lay on for hundreds and hundreds of years.
之后呢亚当和夏娃还活了好几百年
And not only that,
不仅如此
but they begot sons and daughters.
并且他们生儿养女
In other words,
换一句话说
their body was living.
他们的身体还活着
Their soul was living.
他们的魂也活着
But what is it that was dead at the time?
但是在那个时刻，什么东西死了呢？
God said on the day that you should eat thereof，
神说在你吃那个果子的日子，
you shall surely die，
你们必定死。
So what did die at that on that day？
所以在那一天什么东西死了呢？
It is our spirit，
那乃是我们的灵。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So far as human beings are concerned，
就是人而言，
We seem to forget that we have a spirit，
我们好像忘记了我们是有灵的。
We think that we have only soul and body。
我们认为我们只有魂和身体而已。
I remember when I was young。
我记得当我年轻的时候。
We have in our family a foreign grandmother。
在我们家中有一个外国的祖母。
She was a missionary to China。
她是到中国的一位宣教士。
And she was the one who led my father to the Lord。
她先信主的那一位。
After she retired，
在她退休之后，
she did not want to go back to the States，
她不愿意回到美国来。
So she lived with us，
所以她就跟我们同住。
We call her grandma，
我们就叫她祖母。
And whenever she was exasperated，
当她很高兴的时候，
he always said， Oh my soul and body，
她总是说，哦，我的魂啊，我的身体啊。
As if he has no spirit，
好像他没有灵一样。
And that was the situation with the world today，
这就是今天我们所生活的世界的光景。
People in the world had only body and soul，
在世界上的人只有身体和他的魂。
And the highest living is try to live by ethics，
我们地上最高的生活就是有道德的生活。
And there is no spirit，
却没有灵。
It doesn't mean there is no more spirit as an organ，
并不是告诉我们说我们里面没有这个灵的器官了。
It simply means that it has lost its source，
简单的说它乃是失去了它的那个源头。
Because scientifically speaking，
因为就是科学而言，
What is death？
什么是死亡呢？
Death is the cessation of relationship with its proper environment。
死亡乃是与它那个对的环境源头中间分隔了。
For instance，
举个例子。
When our body dies，
当我们身体死的时候。
What does it mean？
它的意思是什么呢
？It means it has lost its contact with its proper environment。
那么它与它周遭的环境就不再有联系了。
He cannot see anymore. He cannot hear anymore.
他再不能看，也再不能听了。
He cannot touch anymore.
他也再也不能摸了。
He has lost his contact with his proper environment.
他与他周围的正常的环境就失去了联系。
That is the death of the body.
那就是身体的死亡。
So what is the death of the spirit?
所以灵的死亡是什么呢
？It doesn't mean the spirit doesn't exist anymore.
并不是说我们的灵就不再存在了。
The spirit is still there，
灵仍然在那。
But it has lost its proper environment，
但是它却失去了与它周围那正常的环境的联系。
It cannot make contact with God，
它再也不能和神有联系。
So before we were saved，
所以在我们得救之前，
we may even pray，
我们可能也祷告。
But our prayer only hit the ceiling，
但是我们祷告只不过达到天花板而已。
It cannot contact God，
我们却不能够与神有接触。
Men today still have a spirit，
直到今天人仍然是有生命有灵的。
But that spirit has lost its proper function，
但是那个灵却已经失去了它正常的功能。
It has only improper function，
它只有一些不正常的功能。
How do we know？
我们怎么知道呢
？Because we can still contact evil spirit，
因为我们仍然能够和邪灵交往。
So that shows our spirit is still there，
所以那就告诉我们说灵仍然在那里。
But it has lost its proper environment，
但是它却失去了它正常的环境。
And that is the situation of man today，
那就是今天人类的光景。
But God did not give up，
但是神却从不放弃。
You know when God has made a purpose，
我们知道当神定一个目的的时候，
No matter what happened，
不论发生什么事情
He will eventually accomplish what he has purposed.
最终他一定会完成他所定的目的。
So we find God began to work.
所以我们看见神开始做工。
And thank God.
我们感谢神。
I think we all know the gospel.
我想我们都知道福音。
And the gospel is God sent his only begotten Son into this world.
福音乃是神将他自己的独生子打发到世界上。
To be made a man.
使他成为一个人。
Just as we are.
就像你我一样。
And through that man.
就借着这一个人。
God accomplished all that he has ordained for man.
神完成了他任命人所要完成的。
And through that man,
借着这一个人,
God was able to bring many sons into glory.
神就能够引领众子进到荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
one thing we are sure,
有一件事是我们确定的。
And God may delegate authority.
神可以把权柄托付下来。
But he never gave up his authority.
但是他从不放弃他自己的权利。
He is in charge of all things.
他掌管万有。
We who are the Lord's.
我们属于主的人。
He takes care of us.
他看顾我们。
There is nothing that can happen to us without His permission.
没有神的许可，没有一件事能临到我们身上。
We know whatever happened to us.
我们知道，不论我们身上发生了什么事。
It is not the direct will of God.
若它不是神直接的旨意。
It is His permissive will.
至少是神许可的旨意。
In other words,Sometimes he leads us directly by his own will.
有的时候他借着他的旨意直接地引导我们。
He shows us what his will is.
他指示我们什么是他的旨意。
And lead us in that way.
并且向着那个方向引导我们。
But at other times,
但是有另外的时候
he may lead us in a permissive will.
他可能照着他所许可的旨意引导我们。
And the reason for that is,
那个原因
there is something within us that we need to learn.
乃是在我们里面有一些事物是我们需要学习的。
There is something within us that is not totally in agreement with him.
就是在我们里面还有一些的事情不能够完全与神一致的。
So whatever it may be God's direct will for us,
所以无论神向着我们的直接的旨意是什么
？Or it is His permissive will，
或者是他那许可的旨意。
We find that at the back of it, there is God on the throne。
我们看见在那之后，就是神坐在宝座上。
Whenever He allows any permissive will to come to our life，
当他许可他那个许可的旨意临到我们身上
，It is not something that God wants directly to do to us。
乃是神在我们身上要直接的做一些事情。
But he knows there is something in us that we need to learn.
但是他知道在我们里面我们需要学一些事情。
So he permits his enemy.
所以他许可杀
He permits our environment.
他许可在环境中
to come to us in such a way.
临到在某一种方式里面临到我们。
That we may learn what he needs to be learned.
好叫我们学习我们所该学习。
That he may remove whatever needs to be removed in our life.
所以在我们的生命里面，他能够挪开那该挪开的。
But whenever it is his permissive will.
但是当他那是他许可的旨意的时候。
One thing is sure.
有一件事是确定的。
He will never permit anything to happen to us beyond.Our ability.
他绝不许可任何一件事临到我们是超过我们度量。
He will deposit himself in us to such a degree.
他在我们的里面，他要把他自己给我们到一个程度。
That he knows when these permissive wills shall happen to our life.
他知道当这个许可的旨意临到我们生活的时候，
we have that inner strength to overcome it.
我们里面会有里面的能力来胜过它。
If we don't,
如果我们不能，
it is because we do not depend upon him.
那乃是因为我们没有依靠他。
And try to face our situation by ourselves.
乃是我们想要靠着自己去面对那个环境。
So the Bible tells us.
所以圣经告诉我们。
God never tempts us.
神从来不试探人。
God may test us.
神可以试验我。
But he will never tempt us.
但是从不试探我。
Because in the book of James we are told.
因为在雅各书里面告诉我们。
Temptation comes from the enemy.
试探是从仇敌来的。
Temptations come from our own lust.
试探是从我们自己的私欲来的。
God only tests us, but never tempts us.
神只试验我们，却从不试探我们。
When he tests us,
当他试验我们的时候，
he has already deposited himself to us in such a degree.
他在我们里面已经把他自己托给我们，存在我们里面到一个程度。
That he knows we are able to overcome.
他知道我们靠着他，我们能够胜过。
So that is what happened in our lives.
那就是在我们生活中所发生的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
while we are living in these last days,
当我们生活在这末后的日子中，
what is the secret of living?
什么是生活的秘诀呢？
The secret of living is seeing God on the throne.
我们生活的秘诀乃是看见神坐在宝座上。
Whenever our eyes turn to ourselves,
当我们的眼目转向自己的时候，
or our eyes turn to our environment,
或者我们的眼目转在环境上面的时候，
we will fail.
我们会失败。
But whenever we set our eyes upon God on the throne.
但是当我们的眼目转移到神在宝座上，
if we can see his throne there,
若是我们在那里能看见他的宝座，
we will overcome.
我们必定得胜。
So that is the secret we find in the word of God.
那是我们在神的话语里面所看见的秘诀。
Now this morning I would like to use an extreme case.
今天早晨我要用一个极端的例子。
To illustrate how this works.
来说明这是怎样实行的。
And we know in the Bible there is the book of Job.
我们知道在圣经中有一卷书叫做约伯记。
As a matter of fact, chronologically speaking, this is the first book in the Bible.
就着年代而言，这是圣经第一卷写成的书。
It was written before the five books of Moses.
这甚至比摩西的五经要更早。
Because here you find a man.
在这里我们看见一个人。
The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
在圣经上面告诉我们说，在乌斯地有一个人，他的名字叫做约伯。
Now Job was not a Jew.
约伯并不是一个犹太人。
We know God said, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate.
我们知道神曾说过，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
And yet this man Job was a son of Esau.
我们知道约伯乃是以扫的后代。
Because if you turn to Lamentation chapter 4,
若是我们读耶利米哀歌第四章的时候，
Lamentation 4:21，
耶利米哀歌第四章第二十一节，
He said the sons of Saul live in the land of Ur.
他说以扫的后代是住在乌斯地。
So this man was a descendant of Esau.
所以这个人乃是以扫的后代。
It shows that God has no partiality.
在这里我们看见神是不偏心的。
The reason why he loved Jacob and hated Esau.
为什么 他爱雅各却恨恶以扫呢？
Yes, it is not because he was partial.
并不是因为神偏心。
Because he knew exactly what Esau and what Jacob were.
因为他完全的认识雅各和以扫他们是怎样的人。
I believe when we read the Bible,
我们相信当我们读圣经的时候，
probably you will agree with me.
可能你会同意我。
That Esau was a better man.
以扫好像是一个比较好的人。
He was straightforward.
他是很直爽。
But Jacob was tricky.
但是雅各呢总是很诡诈。
And yet God loved Jacob.
但是神却爱雅各。
And hated Esau.
而且恨恶以扫。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jacob had a heart for God.
因为雅各向着神有心。
He had a heart for God's blessing.
他对神的祝福他有心。
But Esau despised blessing.
但是以扫呢却轻看祝福。
And that is the reason why.
这就是那个原因。
But thank God, God is not partial in any way.
但是感谢神，神从来不偏心的。
I remember even when I was young.
我记得在我还年轻的时候
with that foreign grandmother.
跟那个外国祖母。
You know, my father has 7 children.
我的父亲有七个孩子。
But my foreign grandmother loved my youngest brother.
但是我们的外国祖母爱我最小的弟弟。
So we tried to stir her up.
所以我们常常想要逗她。
And we said, you are partial.
我们跟她说你偏心。
And when we were doing that,
当我们这样说的时候
oh, he was so exasperated.
他就很窘迫。
She said, I love you all.
他说我爱你们
所有。Just the same.
每一个都一样。
But why is it that it seems that I love your brother more?
但是为什么我爱你们最小的弟弟更多一
点? Because he's closer to me.
因为他总是跟我亲近。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
is that the spirit of our God?
那是不是我们神里面那个灵？
He loves us all.
他爱我们每一个人。
But sometimes you may feel God loves brother so and so.
但是为什么他却好像特别爱某一个弟兄？
Or sister so and so.
或者某一位姊妹呢？
More than me.
好像多过爱我呢？
I think we all have that kind of feeling.
我想我们可能每一个人都有这样的感觉。
It is because
这个原因呢？
They are closer to him.
因为他们呢亲近。
Not because he was partial.
并不是神偏心。
So here you find a man that belongs to Esau.
所以我们看见这里有一个人他属于以扫的后代。
But he was a man perfect, upright, fear God, and abstained from evil.
这个人他是完全正直敬畏神并且远离恶事。
It's quite a description.
这是一个非常好的描述。
He was perfect.
他是完全的。
Now, of course, this is not perfection.
当然这不是神的那个完全。
But compare with the other people.
但是与其他的人相比。
He was really perfect in his heart.
在他的心里面实在是完全。
Because he feared God.
因为他敬畏神。
And he abstained from all evil.
并且他远离所有的恶事。
He was an upright person.
他是一个正直的人。
And because of this,
因着这个缘故，
God bless him.
神就祝福他。
And this man became very great.
这个人就极其昌大。
In spite of his greatness,
即便他昌大，
he was still pious before God.
他在神的面前仍然是敬虔的。
He has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
And they have a very harmonious family.
他们的家是非常的和谐。
Because you find when the sons have their festivals.
因为我们看见，当他们的儿子在那里宴乐的时候，
They always invite their sisters to be with them.
他们总是会把他们的姐妹也请到一起。
But Job was such a pious person.
但是约伯是这样敬虔的一个人。
He was afraid.
他
He was afraid.
他就害怕。
When his 10 children have a good time.
当他儿女们作乐享受的时候。
They might sin against God.
他们可能犯罪得罪神。
So every time after they finish their festivals,
所以当他们每次在那里吃饭喝酒的时候，
Job will offer sacrifice for that.
神就为着，约伯就为着那个向神献祭。
And I think, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，我认为
even today, it is very hard to find a righteous person like that.
甚至在今天是非常的难找到一个像这样正公义的人。
But,
但是
there was the unseen world.
还有看不见的世界。
In the unseen world,
在这看不见的世界中
God was noticing his servant. God was noticing his servant.
神看见他的众仆人。
But Satan was also watching.
同时呢，撒旦也在那里看。
And one day when God was on his throne,
有一天当神坐在宝座上，
all his angels came before him.
所有的天使都来到神面前。
And even Satan as an angel, he was there.
撒旦也是一位天使，所以他也来了。
And God did something most unusual.
神做了一件非常不寻常的事。
God challenged Satan with Job.
神用约伯来向撒旦挑战。
Brothers and sisters, I often feel.
弟兄姊妹们，
I'm not qualified even to be the challenge of God over Satan.
我们怎么可能有资格让神用来向撒旦做挑战呢？
But Job feared God in such a way.
但是约伯是这样的敬畏神。
He was such a perfect person.
他是这样完全的一个人。
That God was able to challenge Satan about him.
所以神能够借着约伯来向撒旦挑战。
And God said, Satan, where have you been?
所以神问撒旦说，你从哪里来？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do not think that Satan is at sleep.
不要认为撒旦天天都在睡觉。
He is very, very busy.
撒旦是非常的忙的。
He is going here and there, up and down.
他这里，他去这里，去那里，并且上下。
Watching for opportunity.
他要寻找机会。
To attack God's people in order to attack God.
来攻击神的百姓，好来攻击神。
He could not touch God in any way.
他根本不可能摸着神。
So all he can do was to touch God's people.
所以他唯一能做的就是来摸着神的儿女。
And trying to do that against God.
并且借着这样，他来抵挡神。
And God said, "Have you noticed my servant Job?"
所以神问撒旦说，你有没有留意我的仆人约伯呢？
Now of course, Job.Was Satan's target.
当然，约伯是撒旦想要摸着的人。
So God said, "Have you seen a man like Job?"
所以神就问他说：“你有没有看见一个人像约伯一样的
？”How he was perfect and righteous.
他是何等的这个完全并且公义呢
？And how he feared God and abstained from evil.
他如何的敬畏神并且远离恶事？
And Satan began to attack.
所以撒旦就开始攻击。
Satan said, "Did Job love you without a reason?"
撒旦说，约伯爱你岂是没有缘故的吗？
Because you have blessed him.
因为你祝福他。
If you take away his blessing,
如果你把他的福分通通挪去，
see if he still feared you.
你看他还会不会再敬畏？
Oh, brothers and sisters.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
How God's people today live for blessing.
今天神的百姓们活在祝福中。
We love blessing.
我们都喜爱蒙福。
So sometimes you find a book called The Blessings of God.
有的时候我们会找到一本书的书名叫做《神的祝福》。
You do not need to bother.To search the scripture.
你就不需要再去查考圣经了。
You just open the book, it will tell you what promises God has given to us.
只要打开那本书，你就看见神在圣经里面给我们各样的应许。
And many people will read one promise a day.
许多人呢，一天读一个应许。
That's what we like. You know, that's the difference between those who really love the Lord.
这就是那些真正爱神的人他们的不同的地方。
We love blessing.
我们喜爱蒙福。
And Satan knows about it.
啊，撒旦知道这件事。
He said, if you take away his blessing,
他说若是你把他所蒙的福都拿开，
Job will curse you at your face.
约伯必当你的面咒诅你。
But in God's permissive will,
但是在神许可的旨意中，
He knows what he has done in the life of Job.
他知道他在约伯的生命里面所做过的。
There is enough reserve in him.
在约伯的里面有足够的储存量。
That can stand that accusation.
他可以在那个控告之中呢站得立得住。
And on the other hand,
在另一面。
God allows Satan to tempt Job.
神许可撒旦来试探约伯。
Why is it so?
为什么如此？
Because God also knows.
因为神也知道。
There is something in Job.
在约伯的里面有一些事情。
That is not pure.
还不够纯净。
That is not holy of God.
那还不完全是神的。
He has a fear within him.
在他的里面还有一个害怕。
He always fear.
他总是害怕。
Whether one day God will punish him.
他怕有一天，总有一天神要处罚他。
And God will take away that fear.
神要把那个害惧怕拿掉。
His understanding of God is not complete.
他对神的认识是不完全的。
And God wants to use that opportunity.
神要用那个机会。
God even make use of his enemy.
神甚至用使用他的仇敌。
To fulfill what God wants to complete his servant.
来成全神在他仆人身上所要完成的工作。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Whatever may happen to you.
不论发生在你身上是什么事情。
Remember this.
请记得。
That God is on the throne.
神坐在宝座上。
Satan can do nothing to you.
撒旦在你身上什么都不能做。
Without the permission of God.
若是没有神的许可。
And if God should permit.
如果神许可。
There is a purpose behind it.
在这件事情背后一定有一个目的。
On the one hand, he knows he has deposited enough of himself in you.
一面他知道他在你里面已经把他自己存够了。
You will be able to overcome it.
你能够靠着他胜过。
On the other hand,
另一面，
He wants to bring out that which is yet incomplete.
他要把那个在你里面还不完全的带出来。
And he wants to deliver you and try to mature you.
他要拯救你，并且使你成熟。
So you find God said, "All right, you go ahead and do it."
所以我们看见神被撒旦说，你可以去做。
And Satan had no mercy.
撒旦毫无怜悯。
You find in one day he took away everything from Job.
我们看见他在一天中间把约伯所有的一切都毁了。
Not only his property was gone.
不仅他所有的财物都没有。
Even all his children were gone.
并且他所有的孩子都死了。
And yet, Job bow his head and worship God.
然而约伯仍然低头敬拜神。
Thank God.
感谢神。
But Satan had not finished yet.
但是撒旦还没有做完他的工。
So one day, Satan and the angels again appear before God's throne.
所以有一天所有的天使包含撒旦都在神的宝座前。
And God said, "Have you noticed my servant Job?"
神就再问他说，你有没有留意看我的仆人约伯呢？
All that you have done.
所有你所做的。
But he did not depart from me.
但是他没有离弃我。
And you know how cruel was Satan.
你知道撒旦多么的残忍。
He said, "If you touch his life."
如果你摸他的命。
You may take everything outside of him.
你现在只不过让我把他身外之物拿掉。
And he still love you.
他当然还爱你。
But you touch his life.
如果你摸他的命。
And then he will always curse.
那么他一定会咒诅。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the challenge goes to the uttermost.
这一个挑战到了极致。
That is Satan.
那就是撒旦。
He always tried to do his work to the extreme degree.
我们知道撒旦的工作总是到了最极端的程度。
But God knows.
但是神知道
He knows there's enough for himself in Job.
他知道在约伯里面有足够的神的自己。
So God said you may touch his body.
所以神就告诉撒旦说你可以摸他的身体。
But preserve his life.
但是你要保全他的保留他的性命。
And Satan went out.
所以撒旦就去。
And touch his body.
就摸他的身体。
He had balls all over his body.
所以他全身都长了疮。
And he sat among the saints.
他就坐在地上，尘土上。
Scratch himself.
他用瓦片刮他的身体。
And Satan even used his wife to say, curse God and die.
撒旦甚至用约伯的妻子来刺激他说，你应该呢咒诅神死了吧。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God takes and God gives.
神赏赐，神也收取。
Blessed be the Lord.
我们要称颂我们的主。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
And then you find in the book of Job.
我们在约伯记里面看见。
Three friends of him come to visit him.
他的三个朋友就来看望他。
And they were people who feared God.
他们都是敬畏神的。
When they saw what happened to Job,
他们看见约伯身上所发生的事情。
They really felt for him.
他们实在为他感觉难过。
So they sat with him 7 days and 7 nights.
所以他们就陪着约伯坐了7天7夜。
Without saying a word.
没有说一句话。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
then the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
what had happened to Job.
在这之后, 在约伯身上发生了什么事?
Satan's attack seemed to fail.
撒旦的攻击好像失败了。
Because Satan disappeared.
因为撒旦他不见了。
But,The sympathy of his friends broke him down.
但是他朋友们对他的同情却叫他整个人受不了。
And here you find the conversations between Job and the three friends.
我们在这里我们就看见在约伯和他三个朋友之间的谈话。
I often feel
我常常感觉
that probablythis is what happened in the soul of Job.
这很可能就是在约伯魂里面所发生的事情。
When Job was going through all these troubles,
当约伯他经历着许多的难处苦难的时候，
what was the voice of his soul?
他魂里面的声音是什么呢？
And the voice of his soulwas expressed by his three friends.
他魂里面的声音呢就是他三个朋友们所说的话。
You know, in our soul, we have three functions.
你知道我们的魂里面呢有三个功能。
We have feeling.
我们有感情感觉。
We have mind.
我们有心思。
And we have will.
我们有意志。
So to me, I feel these three friends represent the voice of our soul.
所以对我而言呢，他的三个朋友呢，就好像代表了约伯魂里面的声音。
In the best of his soul.
在他 魂里面最好的部分。
You know, sometimes we think that the bad side of our flesh needs to be needs to be resisted.
你知道，我们常常感觉呢，在我们魂里面那个坏的部分，我们要抵挡它。
But the good side of our soul needs to be kept.
但是我们魂里面那个好的部分呢，我们要保留它。
But the Bible says there is nothing good in me that is in my flesh.
但是圣经告诉我们说，在我肉身中，在我里面是一无良善。
Even the best of our soul does not know the mind of God.
即便我们魂里面最好的部分也不认识神的心。
So these three friends represent the best of the soul.
所以这三个朋友，他们所代表魂里面那最好的部分。
How you really feel, how you really think, how you really see in your soul.
你在你的魂里面怎么样真实的感觉，真实的思想，真实的定义是什么呢？
What soul will say to you?
你的魂会向你说什么话？
And here you find the first friend, Eliphaz.
在这里你我可以看见他的第一个朋友以利法。
Eliphaz represents feeling.
以利法代表的感觉。
The best of our soul feeling.
我们魂里面最好的感觉。
And you find that he is very mystical.
我们看见了他是一个奥秘派的。
Our feeling is really mystical.
我们的感觉呢常常都是很神秘。
And out of that mystical feeling,
因着那一个神秘的感觉，
he said, it must be that Job has sinned.
他说呢，约伯你一定犯了罪。
Otherwise, how could he suffer in such a way?
要不然你怎么可能会受这么大的苦难？
And then the second friend.
那么第二个朋友。
Bildad.
苏亚人比勒达。
He represents the mind of the soul.
他代表着魂里面的思想。
The best of the mind.
就是魂里面最
好。And you find in his speech, he refers to tradition.
我们看见在他的言谈中呢，他提到了传统。
According to the mind of the ages.
照着过去历史上面的意念。
God will only punish the evil and be good to the good.
神只惩罚恶人，并且奖赏那义人。
And then the third person.
那么第三个人。
Then you find Zophar.
我们看见。
And this man Zophar represents the will.
第三个朋友啊。
Zophar.
索法，他是代表着魂里面的意志。
And he is very dogmatic.
他是非常教条主义。
And he said, you must have sinned.
他说你必定是犯了罪。
Otherwise it will happen that way.
要不然的话不可能发生这些事。
So you find the voice of the soul.
所以我们看见魂的声音在这里出来。
And telling him that he must have sinned.
告诉他说你必定犯了罪。
And yet Job feels himself he hasn't sinned. He has not sinned.
约伯他说我并没有犯罪。
So he doesn't know really what to do.
所以他不知道该怎么办。
And finally you find Elihu.
最后我们看见。
That young man Elihu.
那个年轻人以利户。
He represents the spirit of man.
他代表着人里面的灵。
The spirit of man began to see some light.
人的灵开始看见了一点光。
He began to see the discipline of the Lord.
他看见了神的管教。
And then finally, God appeared to himself.
最后神就向约伯显现。
And brothers and sisters, the strangest thing is,
弟兄姊妹们，
when Job was in that situation,
当约伯在这个光景中的时候，
all he was asking of God was,to give him an explanation.
他向神所求的就是 主啊，你给我一个原因和解
释。He just couldn't understand what had happened.
他完全不能明白为什么发生这个。
On the one hand, he trusted in the Lord.
一面他信靠神。
On the other hand, he didn't know why this happened to him.
他另外一面，他完全不知道为什么这些事临到他。
And because of this, he murmured.
因着这个缘故，他就发怨言。
He misunderstood God.
他误会了神。
He thought God was being hard on him.
他认为神苦待了他。
And he cried for a change to explain.
所以他在神面前呼求，求神解释。
And finally, God himself appeared to him.
最后，神亲自向他显现。
But you will find it is very strange.
但是我们发现这很稀奇。
When God spoke to him,
当神向他说话的时候，
God did not explain to him why.
神根本没有向他做解释。
On the contrary,
反而，
God only demonstrated his authority, his power.
神只向他显明他的权柄和能力。
In other words,
换一句话说，
God is God.
神就是神。
He knows what he is doing.
他知道他在做什么。
He can do anything he wants.
他可以做他所要做的任
何事。And it is for the good of his own.
那乃是为着属他的人的益处。
So in other words,
所以换一句话说，
here you find God appear to him that God is on the throne.
这里我们看见神向他显现，让他看见神坐在宝座上。
If we look at our environment,
如果我们看我们自己的环境，
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
will fail.
我们必定失败。
If we look ourselves,
如果我们看自己，
we got puzzled.
我们就困惑。
We do not know why such things should happen.
我们不知道为什么这些事发生。
But if we get a vision of God on the throne,
但是若我们有一个意象，看见神在宝座上，
He is in charge.
他掌管万有。
He knows exactly what he is doing.
他确实的知道他在做什么。
Even if it is his permissive will,
即便就是那是他许可的旨意，
His thought is good.
他认为这是好的。
He wants to purify us.
他为了要炼净我们，
deliver us even to our own thinking,
要把我们从自己的意念中拯救出来，
that we may completely yield to him,
好叫我们能够完全的向他降服，
and enable him to take away anything in us,
让他能够在我们身上除去任何他要除去的，
anything that just comes from ourselves,
任何从我们自己里面出来的东西，
our own righteousness,
我们自己的志意，
our own success,
我们自己的成功，
our own effort,
我们自己的努力，
that we may really acknowledge we are nothing,
我们能够真正的承认自己不过是无有，他对我们而言是一切。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when Job was shown God on the throne,
当约伯看见了神在宝座上，
he is the authority.
他是权柄。
And whatever he does, he has the right to do it.
他所做的，他有权利这样做。
And he is doing it for our good.
他是为着我们的益处才这样做。
And there you find Job bow himself.
所以在那里我们看见约伯他下拜。
He said, I heard of you in the past.
他说从前我风闻有你，
but now I see.
现在亲眼看见。
So I repent in dust and ashes.
所以我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And you find God began to turn the curse into blessing.
之后我们就看见神将咒诅化为祝福。
Now what is the lesson we find in the book of Job?
在约伯记里面我们学到什么功课呢？
We find sonship.
我们看见儿子的名分。
Because you find afterwards God gave him double.
因为我们在之后呢，看见神把双倍的赐给。
And that is sonship.
那个是儿子的名
字。So that is God's thought concerning us.
那是神向着我们的意念。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we who are passing through various trials,
我们这些经过各样不同试炼的人，
we are passing through all these temptations,
我们经历各样的试探的人，
when we were wondering why and why,
当我们在那里稀奇为什么，我们一直在问为什么的时候，
let us lift up our head.
让我们抬起我们的头来，
and see God on the throne.
看见神在宝座上。
He cannot be wrong.
他不可能做错。
He has a reason for whatever happens in our life.
在我们生命中，不论发生什么事情，在他那里都有原因。
And there is a lesson he wants to teach us.
他在我们身上要教导我们一个功课。
There is still much in us that needs to be dealt with.
因为在我们里面还有许多的事情需要被对付。
And it is through discipline that we will grow into sonship.
唯有借着管教，我们才能成长，得着儿子的名分。
So I think it is very clear from the scripture.
所以我认为呢，从圣经上是非常的清楚。
As we are walking.In this life,
当我们在人生中行走的时候，
the secret is to see God on the throne.
的秘诀乃是看见神在宝座上。
The earlier we yield ourselves, the better.
越早我们降服下来就越好。
Do not resist.
不要抗拒。
The discipline of the Lord.
不要抗拒。主的管教。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, thy ways are higher than our ways.
亲爱的主，你的道路高过我们的道路。
Thy thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
你的意念高过我们的意念。
Teach us how to yield ourselves.
教导我们如何向你降服自己，
knowing that thou art on the throne，
知道你在宝座上，
thou knowest what thou art doing，
你知道你在做什么，
and thou art supporting and supplying us，
并且你扶持供应我们，
that we may look up unto Jesus，
好叫我们望断看见的基督，
the author and finisher of faith，
他是我们信心创始成终的那一位。
We give ourselves to thee today.
我们今天把自己再交给你。
Lead us on.
主啊，领导我们每一个人。
Until thy purpose is fulfilled.
直到你的目的成全。
We give thee all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。
In thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。